Okay, let's get started with Shabbos Daf. Yerushalmi Pei Gimel. Pei Gimel, the last section here in Perek HaZorek and the beginning of Perek HaBona. So we are up to the Mishnah on Pei Beis HaBeis, but just one note, we mentioned at the end of the previous year that there were a number of important Halach Moshe Misinais that were reflected in each of the Shitas about how to deal with a board that is hanging over a ship, and how do you transfer from the boat to the ship to the water. So we spoke about good achitz, walls going down, and the pitikra yorid v'sosem, and lovud. Just one, again, each of those could be analyzed in the lumbus, how they exactly work. You can give a svara for them because they're halach moshe misinais, which means no svara. But in terms of how they work, mechanism, so there is a big discussion about lovud, whether we know lovud within three tvachim are connected. So does that mean it's as if the two ends are connected to each other? Like you squeeze them together? Or is it just considered that it's not a break? It's not a break between, but it's not that the two are connected to each other. Or the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov in Sukkah in Simon Yud Gimel has these two tzadim. Yesh lafarsho bebez ofanim. The Yesh Lomar, what does it mean when you have, let's say, something that is within three tvachim, like we use by Sukkah. You have within three tvachim of the side, so it's as if That's not a problem if it's within three tefachim. So what does it mean it's not a problem? So is it because yesh lomar denido kismuchin umechubarim shnei ksavos pshibatoch gimel tefachim? It's kiilu they're connected to each other. We stretch the two sides as if to touch each other. The yesh lomar sheinyan lava denido kiilu haavir shebeitayim emula v'sasum. The two sides aren't connected, but we fill in the airspace. We fill in the airspace, but it's not that it's the two sides are connected. That halacha Moshe Misinai. To pachas megimel tfachim nidon kisasum. Right? It's not the two sides connected to each other. He says, so you might say, there's no schach there, but it's not a problematic space that would ruin the schach. And there's nafgaminas relating to which one is it? The Emek Bracha also has this chakira as well. So the Stipler there discusses that he thinks that there's a riot that it's filled in. Shahare, he says, we know that you could use three, like to create a rishus. You could have rope, three levels of rope, each within three tfachim of each other. And as long as you have, like, let's say three layers, within three tfachim of the bottom layer, and then from the first layer to the second to the third, this is considered a 10 tefach wall. One second. It has to be that it's the second side, that it's kilu is filled in. If it's just like they're touching each other, but you still don't have a ten tefach wall. So it has to be, he learns from that halacha, he said, v'yisal gadayat, the kol inyan lovud rak l'rosam kismuchin, amai akati einkan mechitzasa rak tefach. Right? Each one is a little bit, and you put them all together, it's like a tefach. So it must be that the din of lovud is you see the avir kimechitza denidon kisasum. And others talk about this as well, the emek bracha, that's just in terms of lovud. Okay, so let's get to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah HaZorik. So this Mishnah we mentioned a few days ago, and that is the halacha of shogeg. One is chayiv a karban if one is b'shogeg, but one has to be a shogeg throughout, from the beginning to the end. If I am not a shogeg throughout the maisa, so then it is not called a shogeg, I'm not chayiv a karban. So most maisim takes a second, and then there's nothing to talk about. You're a shogeg, and then it's done. But by Zrika, there's a time lag. Right? Hazorik, if I throw something from either Dalat Amos and Rishus Arabim or from one Rishus to another Rishus, and then while it's in the air, before it has the Hanacha, I remember, oh, it's Shabbos! Right? And I remembered it was Shabbos, or I remember that Hotzah, I'm not allowed to throw on Shabbos, whatever it was, and I am no longer a Shogeg. By the time the Hanacha happened, so then I am not Chayav a Karban. So Hazorik, Viniskar, Ad shalo teitzim miyado, that's the girsa that we have, but most have the other girsa of me'achar shasta miyado. That's the girsa in the Mishnah in the Bavli, meaning you remembered after it left your hand. It's in the air. Or there's something else wrong with the hanacha. Kol ta'acher, somebody else goes and catches it. Means somebody else did the hanacha. That's for a different reason, right? That's called shnayim sasa'uhu. One person did the akir, one did the hanacha. Kol ta'kelev, or a dog. A dog caught it. And a dog's mouth, says the Karbonet, according to Rashi, is not it's a makam tur. Right, it's not a makum dalad al dalad. Oh, shenisrafa, or it was burned up in midair. It didn't have a hanacha at all. Pater. In all those cases, there is no isur daraisa because there's a problem with the hanacha. Next, zarak laasos chabura, bein ba'adam, bein bebehema. If somebody throws something and his plan is to inflict a wound, inflict a wound, which has come up often in this Masechta, which malacha is chovel. Remember, we even had a day that chovel was an av. Right? And shochet was the tolda. That was a day that we had earlier. But according to what we generally paskin, shochet is an av, and chovel is a tolda of a malacha. Maybe of shochet, maybe of tzoveya, Rashi said, maybe of dash, the Rambam said, all different opinions of which malacha chovel is. But if I threw something to make a chabura, bein ba'adam, bein ba'behema, v'nizkar achlo nasas a chabura pater, again, if I realized that I remembered Shabbos, or it's usher to be chovel, before the act is done, so pater, I'm not going to be chayiv on that, because there is no achiv chatos unless it's, helam, and it is shogeg mitchila vatsov. Zeachval, right, this is the rule. Kol chayve chatos. Eden chayavin achete tchilason v'sofan shkaga. The whole thing has to be shogeg in order to be mechayev v'chatas. Tchilason shkaga v'sofan zadon. Tchilason zadon v'sofan shkaga. If it's only half, p'turin ashi tchilason v'sofan shkaga has to be shogeg mitchila v'atsof. Right? A chatas is ba'al chet, but a chatas is 95% of the time only for a chet shogeg. There are one or two exceptions that even a mezid is going to bring a karban, but generally karbanas are only for shogeg. Not for mezid, and there you don't get the opportunity of kapara of chatas, right? It's not going to help you if it was mezid. It's not going to help if it was mezid. Kind of like certain punishments and certain ways of behavior aren't going to be enough, right? Like I think we mentioned even recently the smog, right? The smog by molech, right? The Gemara in the Sanhedrin tells us that there's an isser of molech. Machlokas b'shonim whether molech is avodah zara or not. Whether, because the Mishnah in Sanhedrin lists off Avodah Zarah and Molech as separately, two of the Chayvei Krisus. Sounds like it's not regular Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara says, if somebody passes their children through Molech, through the fire, so then they're Chayv Karis. But the Gemara says, Nasan Mizaro la Molech, Mizaro velo kol Zaro. Right? Only if some of your children, if you give all your children to Molech, you're Pater. Some of your children to Molech, you're Chayv. All of your children, so what does that mean? How is that possible? You give all your children, it's so terrible. So the smag says, the Marsha on that Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes the smag, Gadol avono minso, that it's so bad. If somebody gives all of their children, they don't leave then somebody to a kaddishal, as he's called, for their future. So that's so bad that even Misa is not going to help you. And then so Gadol avono minso. So sometimes if a kapara is not going to be effective, then we're not going to give it. So one might say that by chatas only works by shogegs. By a mezid, it's not going to function. It's not appropriate for a mezid. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us only shogeg mitchila vatsof is going to be chayav chatas. Says the Gemara. So what happens when you realized in midair, right? You threw it, and then all of a sudden you realize, and now you're not shogeg anymore. So what do you think? Where you have, you know what? Okay, let it fall. You realized it was Shabbos, but like, okay, fine, it's falling. You didn't regret it. Right, what's the Mishnah talking about? Says the Gemara, Keni Masisa Vehesa. The Mishnah must be talking about a case of where you basically changed to Mazid and you were fine with it continuing. So that's where you're putter from a carbon. Because you went from Shogeg to Chayev, to Mazid. Right, that's where you're going to be Chayev. But what happens if you were shogeg, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. It's Shabbos, I wish I didn't do that. So you're basically regret it now, and you wish it wouldn't continue. So then, that's ones. Because right now, you can no longer stop what's in midair. And shogeg, the Gemara says now, and we'll learn it from a drasha, shogeg that continues into ones is still chayav karban. It's still chayav karban chatas. It's only shogeg that turns into a mezid that you're not going to be chayav karban. But shogeg that would turn into ones would be chayav the carbon. So that's what the Gemara says, our Mishnah that says you're putter from the carbon, it must be where when you switched and you realized, you turned into mezid. Keni masnisa vehezid. It must be vehezid. That's what that's what happened. See the first of Chaim Kanievsky. Masnisa tiktani. Shem nizkar lachar sheyatsa biyado patur. Haino shehezid lachar shenizkar. Shehaisa hahanacha bizadon. Right? And you were fine with it. Lakach pater shelo haisa tchilas v'sofa bishkaga. Aval im ishenizkar chazar bo, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. But right, if I remembered, I'm like, oh, I can't believe that. I wish I didn't do that. Nimsa onushu bahanacha. Shenasa shelo bertzono. It's an ones. Pshita the chayav karbon. Shahochan achar maisav shazorka sa even shebishogi. You go to the beginning. Ones doesn't ruin your original shogeg. Mazid would ruin it. And the Gemara proves it. It's kind of like, so it's not like you have to be shogeg the whole time. You just can't be mazid any of the time. That's the real limud, what the Gemara is telling us. Right? Because you aren't shogeg here in the second if you turn to ones. But that's okay. So that's okay. Says the Gemara, Vakasha. I'll show you that the beginning of the thought, the beginning of the action, that stage of thought is the most critical. Vakasha, ilu yara chetz larog bo asanefesh v'hisrubo. What happens if somebody shoots an arrow at somebody else to kill them? And they were warned, they do this, you're gonna be chay misa. And then after the arrow was shot, he's like, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Is Bezdin going to say, okay, you're putter? No. The chazerbo, he's chazerbo after it left his bow. Shema klamu. Is that significant? Of course not. His later regret has no consequence. Right? He's chayiv misa. So too here. If I shoot an arrow on Shabbos and then I regret it, I wish I didn't do it, that's not going to have any relevance. And I'm still going to be chayiv the carbon chatas. So what must be the case of relevance in the Mishnah? What must be the case that I switch to? Havisof chameimar, well, you have to say v'hezid. It must be that if you switch to mezid, that's why you're putter. So again, the din isn't, now we have a new understanding, is that you have to be shogig mitchila v'atzof. You just can't be mezid at all. If you switch to mezid, then that ruins the chiyav chatos. But, you know, you can do shogig. Good. Says the, now we're up to a machlokes that comes up in the Bavli with different names. The Pnei Moshe says, we're talking about shogeg. Once we're on the topic of shogeg in general, what does shogeg mean? I don't know something about the Avera. So machlokes tanoim. Machlokes amaram. Reb Yossi ben Chanina omer, b'shogeg belosase, b'mezid belosase. Reb Yossi ben Chanina says, maybe the pashup shot. What does it mean, shogeg? I didn't know that this was usher. And mezid means I knew it was usher. That's a punishment of what shogeg. Shogeg, I don't know it was usher. So if I don't know it was usher, I'm chayiv a karbon. But let's say, according to Rabbi Yosef Chanina, if I knew it was usher, but I didn't realize the onesh shebo, right, that would be called mezid. Right? If I know it's usher, according to Rabbi Yosef Chanina, that's called mezid. Shimon Levi argues, Shimon Levi omer, b'shogeg b'hikares, u'b'mezid b'hikares. Shua ben Levi says, even if you know it's usser, if you don't know that you're chayav kares for this, that's called shogig. And you still be chayav karban chatos. As long as you're lacking something in your das, that is good enough. Tani, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Misael, Shua ben Levi. I'll bring you a raya. The Rabbi Shimon Yochai brings a raya to Shua ben Levi. The Gemara quotes a pasuk here, but you have to quote the pasuk before the one that the Gemara quotes. The Mefarshim quoted in the Karban Eida, Torah achas yihye lochem lo'oseh bishgaga. The pasuk says shogeg, and then right after that, the Torah says vanefesh shetaseh biyad rama mina ezrach mina geres Hashem hu megadei v'nichrasa hanefesh mikarev ama. So in the two consecutive psukim, you have one. The pasuk says shogeg, and then the pasuk says kares. So the hekesh is that we learn from there. You're shogeg even if you just don't know about the kares. As Hashem hu megadei v'nichrasa, right? So therefore, you'd be chayiv, in this case, a karbon, even though you knew it was usher. So the Gemara says something unusual comes out of this. Haga atzmecha. Think about it. Afilu, again, we're going to go with the girsa of the Karban Eida, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Afilu mezid belav v'shogeg b'ikaris. That's what we're talking about, according to the second day. You knew it was usher, but you were just shogeg about the karis. Masrin bo. What are you going to do in that case? They them give asra. You know, if you do this, it's wrong. And he says, I know, I'm doing it anyway. You're going to get malchus for that. Veloke. And yet you're going to be chayav karban. Maybe karban because you didn't know it was chayav karis. So that's interesting, says the Gemara. You can be chayav malchus and a karban for one act, for one avera. That's pretty unusual. The Gemara says, yeah, but it's true. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, hamezid b'cheleh v'shogi b'chatas, even more of a chiddush. What if you knew it was usher to eat not kosher fat, but you didn't know that if you did it b'shogeg, you'd be chayav karban chatos. You'd still call the shogeg and you're going to be chayav karban chatos. Masrim avaloka, maybe karban. So 3 days. 3 days about what is shogeg. Day number one, shogeg means you don't know it's usher. You didn't know it was usher, that's what's called shogeg. Second day, you knew it was usher, but you didn't know it was chayav karis. Number two. Number three, you knew it was Asr, you knew it was Chayv Kares, but you didn't know that if you did it b'shogeg, you'd be Chayv Karban Chatos. Even that's called a shogeg. And you'd be Chayv Karban Chatos if you did it, in that case. Okay. Again, a lot of lumdus there about definition of shogeg, but we'll have to, leave it for now. Also, it relates to, sounds like from this Gemara that when you give Hasra, even if you don't mention the Onesh in the Hasra, it's still called a Hasra. I would have thought if you do this, you're going to get dot, dot, dot. Unless, at least here, you messed up in the Hasra, and at least you could get the lower level, right? Because you should have gotten, you didn't mention Karis. Right? If you didn't mention Karis, you're still going to get Malkus, unless Malkus always goes with Karis. Okay, but it's a discussion. Tani, last section. And again, each of these could, we could spend time on. Ein misaskin. What does that mean? Ein misaskin. We don't involve ourselves. It's kind of like a play on words. We don't involve ourselves, that's what lehisasek in the sugya misasek. So it's kind of like, we're not misaskin, we're not involved on ourselves in the sugya misasek when it comes to chalavim v'arayos. Meaning, non-kosher food and non-illicit relations. Right? What does that mean? This is, as known in the Bavli as, misasek b'chalavim v'arayos, chayef. Shkenene. Meaning, even though misasek is, as we'll see soon, I'm involved in an avera, but I'm lacking something in my das. That's what it has to do with shogeg, even more than shogeg. If I'm lacking something in my das, I'm misasek, I'm involved, so usually that's not called the maisa malacha. Right, I go outside to the backyard, there's a flower on the floor, I thought it was a flower that I picked on Erev Shabbos, and I wanted to bring it in Shabbos morning. And I picked it up, and by mistake, I picked up an attached one. I thought it was not attached. Or I wanted to pick fig A and I pick fig B. There's something wrong. There's different levels of misasek. But in those cases, misasek is not a patur in chalavim v'arayos. It's a patur in other areas of halacha. But not by eating non-kosher food and illicit relations. So the Gemara explains, ha-misasek b'shabes patur b'chalavim v'arayos chayev. Misasek on Shabbos, you're patur. And I would add, and everything else also, not just misasek b'Shabbos, misasek in everything, you're patur. B'chalam ha'arayis r'chayev. Hey chavida, for example, like what? Amar hareni kotzer chazi grogeris. If somebody says, I am going out and I am hereby harvesting a half a grogeris of food. V'kotzer kigrogeris, but he actually did a full malacha, patur. He's not going to get the onish on that because that's called misasek. He didn't realize what he was doing. Hareni ochel chazi zayis v'ochel kzayis chayev, but if you had kavanah to eat half a kazayis and you ate a whole kazayis, you're going to be chayev. What's the difference? Why isn't it misasek? Hareni or the case of hareni mischamemba, the hera b'chayev. Right? How do you have misasek by bia? So you might have said cases elsewhere are a man thinks that he's with his wife and he was with a different woman. It was dark at night and so that's a case of misasek. He thought he was doing a maisa heter. So this is another one. A person thinks that he's just going to unusual case, lie naked next to a woman and just to warm up. And instead, a maisa bia occurred. So that's also, he didn't know that was going to happen. The Gemara calls that misasek, but it doesn't matter. You're going to be chayev in that case. Because when it comes to chalama, rice, or chayev, the Gemara here doesn't mention the word, but in the Bavli, shekein nehene. Because averus that the focus is physical pleasure, then misasek is going to be chayev. Somehow, hana'a, physical pleasure, substitutes and makes misasek chayev. And that's a big discussion in the Achronim. How does that work? How is that as a work? So some say, well, what is misasek usually? Right? Let's say I walk into a room on Shabbos, and I know it's Shabbos, and I know turning on a light is usher on Shabbos, but I turn on the light because that was just like rote. That's what I do. Or even less than that, I rubbed against the light. Right? Either of those, that's misasek. So why am I patur on that? Shogeg, if I forgot it was Shabbos, then I'd be chayav a karban. Misasek is not chayav a karban. Why? Somehow, you might formulate it as, a maisa was done, but it's not my maisa. That's not called my maisa because I didn't do it. It was done, and maybe physically I caused it, but halachically that's not my maisa. So if misasek is formulated like that, then hana'a makes it your maisa, right? When you get physical pleasure from food or from a maisa bia, so then that's your maisa. You can't separate that from yourself, right? And therefore that overrides, that redefines what misasek is. That's why misasek is different by chalom v'arayos. It's called your act. Or you might say it differently. If misasek is usually, well, even by shogeg, you still had kavana to do what you wanted to do. You just didn't know it was Shabbos. Or you didn't know it was Asar. You had Kavanah to do the act. Misasek, you didn't even have Kavanah to do the act. Right? When you walk into the room and turn the light on, you know it's Shabbos, you know the light. You didn't have Kavanah to do that act. Your body was kind of just on autopilot. Right? Like that Yerushalmi we had back in Maseches Brachos of the Amora that said, thank God for my knees that they know to bow down by Modim. Or else, you know, I would, you know, wouldn't know what to do. So what does that happen? When we bang on our chest and we go down by Modim, a lot of times, Rahman al-Islan, are we like having Kavanah to do that? No, it just like happens because that's what our body is programmed to. So do we. That's Misasek. I didn't have any Kavanah. So maybe Hana'a says, no, you did have Kavanah. Hana'ah makes it as if you had Kavanah. You can't say you didn't have Kavanah if you get physical enjoyment from these activities. So those are the two ways to look at Misasek. It's not your act, two other ways. It's not your act or you didn't have Kavanah, right? It's not your act and Rabbi Chanan assumes that Kovach Hiram. So it is your act. You can't say it's not your act if you had physical pleasure. Or you didn't have Kavanah and we say it's as if you did have Kavanah. That's one sugya. How do you look at Misasek in general? Then you have the other sugya misasek, which again is a big topic, which we touched on, I think, a couple of days ago. And that is misasek. The Gemara here contrasts misasek in Shabbos and misasek in Kalam Arayas. So that's very interesting because what about misasek in Kol HaTorah Kula? Not Kalam Arayas and not Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is an exception to the rule. Right? And Kalam Arayas is an exception to the rule. What about everything else? So the Gemara doesn't mention. What about misasek in other averis that are not physical pleasure? Misasek bit, I don't know, what, think about another avera that is not physical pleasure, but not Shabbos. Right? There's a lot, I don't know, a nazir, being mitami lemes. Right? That's not physical pleasure, and that's not Shabbos. So there is a big discussion, I think we mentioned this also. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Nesivos. How do you look at misasek in general? Is it a Maisa Avera that you're not going to be punished for, or it's not even a Maisa Avera? Right, but it's different than Shogeg. The Nesivos assumes that it's not even a Maisa Avera. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says, it is a Maisa Avera, you're just not punished, except by Shabbos. By Shabbos, it's not even a Maisa Avera, because of Melechas Machshavos. Right, so that is the, again, some of the discussions of Misasek. It's a huge topic, but we'll leave it for now. So Hadron Alach Harag HaZoreg, Rabosai, Hadron Alach, Hotza, for now, and now we get to some of the other malachas on our list. So Habona, 12th parak here of Masechta Shabbos, Habona. Habona kam yidu v'chayev. How much binyan, the malach Habona, how much binyan do you have to do to be chayev on Shabbos? Why is this here? Why is Bona discussed here? So fine, Hotza, we discuss why Hotza is first, because it's a malacha geruah, and you have to do it first. And the next malacha discusses Habona. So why is that bona? First, Tosva says, Tzarech li tein tam, amaitani bona achar zrika votza. Okay, end of Tosva. Tosva says, it's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. Why are we talking about habona? Tosva does not answer the question. He says, good to think about. If you look at the Tosva Yantif, which is good to look at after Tosva, why did the Tosva Yantif name his sefer Tosva Yantif? Right, the Tosva Yantif was a Talmud of the Maharal, Miprag. Maharal Miprag, he writes this in his Akdama. Rami Prague said, you have to learn Mishnayos. You got to get ready to learn Mishnayos. It's the basis of everything. So Tosfos Yantif says, okay, I'm going to get people, I'm going to write a commentary Mishnayos. But at that time, the Rav Bartanura, the Bartanura was 1400s, so he already wrote a kind of like a Rashi on Mishnayos. Right? He's on the inside. He's like the Rashi of the Mishnayos. So Tosfos Yantif said, I'm going to write a Tosfos on Mishnayos. Right? Which discusses this Mishnah and that Mishnah. There's more Kashas and Terutzim. That's what Tosfos Yantif, access Tosfos on Mishnayos. So you have the Rav Bartanura who functions as Rashi. And so to speak, and Tosfos Yantif is on the outside. Tosfos Yantif here quotes Tosfos and says, "Velinira lasis tam deme'achas shapirish dini hotza," because we already did hotza, which was malacha number 39. So you know what? We'll go backwards. What's malacha number 38? Makam apatish. Makam apatish and abona go together. Right, and that's why we're discussing these. That's in this mishnah we're going to have abona and makam apatish. So we're going backwards in the tilu. The fisha makam apatish me'ein malacha binyan u'malachas binyan shchiach tvei tuva. Okay, fine. So the Mishnah says, so how much bona do you have to do? So, habona koshu, any tiny amount. Any tiny amount, which the Chazal say means, if I fill in a tiny hole with lead, with soft, hot lead that fills it, tiny, that's malacha. That's malacha daraisa. No shear, habona koshu is chayef, because that it accomplishes something already. Hamasates, if I chisel, any type of chiseling, this might be bone or makam apatish, as we're going to see many machlokos, which is their similar malachas. Pesates, Hamaka Bepatish, right? The I bang with a hammer, Uba Matzad, or with a huge hammer, a sledgehammer. Hakodeach, if I drill, calls you a tiny amount, Chayef. Any tiny little amount of the building is going to be Chayef. Zeaklau. This is the rule. Kala Ose Malacha. O Malacha Miskemis Beshabbos Chayef. So this is the rule about O Malachas, Kimat. If I do a Malacha on Shabbos, that is permanent. Malachto Miskayemis Beshabbos Chayef. Right, if you do a temporary malacha, that's probably going to be an issur d'rabbanan in most cases. Coloring, or writing, or any other type of temporary tying, kosher, tofer. Again, some malachas, you don't have this by. You clean something, you don't clean something temporarily, it's cleaned. Right, or you plow, or you plant, or cook. But some malachas have this issue of shel kayama, for it to be daraisa, for tofer, and for kosher, and for boneh. And for Makan Badish, it has to be miskayim. It has to be permanent in order to be da'oraisa. There is an important machlokas we've shown him. What? How do you read this Mishnah? Kolos malacha malacha miskayim b'shabbos is chayef. So let's read it straight. What? How do you read it straight? If anybody does malacha, umalachto miskayim b'shabbos, and its malacha is mekuyam on Shabbos, meaning what? It lasts for at least 24 hours. Malachto miskayim b'shabbos is chayef. That's one way to read the Mishnah. If you do malacha, and malachto is miskayim b'shabbos, 24 hours chayef, that's how the Rambam reads the Mishnah, that's how the Ritva reads the Mishnah, that you read it as it is written in the Mishnah, right? The Ritva says, I'll read it, the Rambam also, but the Ritva says, v'yesh pirish tachi kamar, afilu ein malachto elo l'sha'a, she'eno binyan kayim elo l'bo b'yom b'vad, even if it's only going to last 24 hours, it's still going to be asad araisa, because that's enough. And he says, like the Yerushalmi says, binyan l'sha'a binyan. We had that already, but we're going to have this also today. So that's one way. But if you look in Rashi, Shabbos Kuf Beis, Rashi's a little tiny Rashi, but the Mishnah Berurah points out this machlokas, Rashi Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah says, on the words, the Rashi says, Bishabbos, a ose malacha koi. Meaning, how does Rashi read this line? It's as if it's a misplaced modifier. I think that's what it's called. Zaklau. It's as if the Mishnah says this, kol ose malacha, Bishabbos. Anybody has a malacha on Shabbos? Umalacha miskayemes. And his malacha is permanent, meaning forever chayef. Meaning Rashi is giving you a big kula. If it's only a roi on Shabbos, that's not going to be daraisa. So that's what Rashi emphasizes. The word Bishabbos is going on. You did malacha on Shabbos, and it's mekuyim forever. That's one. But if it's only mekuyim for 24 hours, maybe it's not going to be daraisa. Okay. And poor machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, even if you bang with the hammer on the anvil, you're going to be chayev. And that's like fixing. We'll have to see in the Gemara. What are you doing? You're just banging the hammer on the anvil. What kind of malacha is that? So we'll have to see. So next 5 lines we already had already earlier. Next 10 lines we've already had earlier. So how much you have to be chayev? How much? So my binyan yavi mishkan. Where was binyan in the mishkan? She knows him. Crush him. Algabi adanim. They put the boards onto the sockets. They stuck them in. Below the Shahisa, but wasn't that temporary? Wasn't it temporary when they put the Mishka? They didn't last forever. Well, because they didn't leave unless they were told to, so from their point of view, they might be forever. So therefore it was permanent for them. That's not true. Hashem promised them that they're going to Eretz Yisrael. So obviously it's not going to be there forever. Obviously they're going to keep moving. And there's no answer given to this statement. Earlier, this Gemara was quoted, the Gemara had one extra line. So you see from here, it must be, this is where binyan was learned from in the Mishkan, but that binyan was temporary. It must be temporary binyan is daraisa on Shabbos. That's what the Ritva just quoted. Binyan l'shah, binyan, unlike other malachas. And that is a discussion whether the Bavli argues with that. But either way, if this is the source for binyan, putting the boards into the sockets, the Gemara says you can learn 3 things from that. Hada amra afila minatzad. It must be that even an unusual binyan, right? Putting boards into sockets is not the normal type of binyan. Even if you're not building on the floor, right? You're building on top of something. And even if you're building on another kli, it must be binyan daraisa, right? So you see from that, if boards are all the makar. Answers the Gemara, maybe in not such a raya. Adonim kakarkahe. No. Sockets are like ground. And therefore, Machlokas had to understand this line, Karbonei Desudeyas, and therefore, none of your Shmaminas are true, first daya. It's like the ground, so it's called normal, and it's called ground, and it's not on anything else. Or maybe it's just arguing on the last Shmamina. Either way, but something is knocked out, Lamaisa, with this line of Karka is like Adonim. Period. We can have the next line, next case also. Tani, echan, maybe it's evan, maybe it's a tit. Somebody brings a stone, and then somebody cements the stone to the ground. Ha, maybe it's a tit chayef. The second guy is for sure chayef, right? He cemented the ground, the stone. The first guy, Rabbi Yossi Omer, shneim chayef. Rabbi Yossi says, even the first guy's chayef. Putting a stone on the ground is also binyan, even without the cement. So, Rabbi Yossi, evan below tit binyan. Rabbi Yossi says, even without the cement, it's going to be binyan. Hakom odin, but everybody agrees. Shim nasan as a tit chilav yachar gachlat, so that's evan juchayef. If you first put down the wet cement and then you put the stone down, then everybody agrees you're chayiv. Because that's just a stone. No, it's a stone and cement. Then even the Rabbanah would agree chayiv in that case. Habanai she'yashav ha'evan b'rosh ha'dimus chayiv. And let's say you put a stone on the top of a wall as the top layer without cement, then everybody's going to agree chayiv too. You know why? Rav Yossi always says you're chayiv without cement. But this is even, let me nitzrach al Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would agree that the top layer, which is usually not cemented, so that would also be chayiv in this case. Vahein da'ava dafin, vahein da'ava tzapin, if you make support sockets, planks on top, or you make like supports for the door on top, chayim mishambona, all of those are chayim mishambona. Vahein da'nakar keepin amudin rechayin, if somebody carves out rocks in their pillars or in their mills, mekatea pis based mekatea, or you cut out rocks and you smooth them, all these types of malachas, kulan chai, misha mesates. These are all chiseling, which is either bona or macha bepatish. One of the two. Rav Yirmiya, you know what, we'll stop with Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya is getting into binyan bekalim, so by the Shem, we'll stop there. Rav Yirmiya.